You're listening to SBS News.
Hong Kong police have detained two people, including one of the organizers of the annual vigil commemorating Beijing's deadly Tiananmen Square crackdown. This came as authorities sought to prevent any show of pro-democracy people power, banning the gathering, citing concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. Senior Superintendent of the Hong Kong Police Force, Law Kwok Hoi, announced the arrests.
Earlier this morning, on the 4th of June, police arrested a 20-year-old male and a 36-year-old female for the offense of advertise or publicize an unauthorized assembly. Under Section 17A, bracket 1D of the Public Order Ordinance, Laws of Hong Kong, because they were found to have used the social media accounts to advertise or publicize a public meeting that had been prohibited by the police. They are now being detained for further investigation.
Mr. Law says the man arrested and the woman, who's been identified as Barrister Chow Hung Tung, face a maximum prison term of 5 years and a possible fine.
It is emphasized that it is an offense under the Public Order Ordinance if anyone take part in or advertise or publicize an unauthorized assembly. The maximum penalty is 5 years imprisonment. In addition, taking part in an unauthorized assembly may also be in breach of the offense, relevant offense, under the Prevention and Control of Disease Regulation, CAP 599G, and is liable to a fine of $5,000. And also, I would like to confirm, according to our information, the arrested female is a member of the Hong Kong Alliance in support of patriotic democratic movements of China.
The senior superintendent is urging residents not to attend the banned vigil. 7,000 police officers are on standby to monitor any attempt to hold the mass candlelight vigil that Hong Kongers have attended in their thousands each year for the past 3 decades. The first arrest came early on Friday morning when Chow Hang Tung, one of the few remaining prominent democracy activists not already in jail or in exile, was detained by 4 police officers outside her work. Secretary of the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China, Richard Choi, says police have not presented any evidence that the accused committed any crimes.
Well, the Hong Kong Alliance believe that up till this moment, the police didn't give full and adequate and concrete evidence to suggest there's any breach of law by Ms. Chow Hung Tung and another person being arrested.
Mr. Choi is calling on police to respect the rights of the people of Hong Kong and release those arrested.
So we continue to urge the police need to fully respect the rights of Hong Kong people enjoyed by the basic law and also the Bill of Rights Ordinance. And without concrete, valid and sufficient evidence, they should release Ms. Chow Hung Tung and the another arrested person as soon as possible.
Ms. Chow is one of the vice chairs of the Hong Kong Alliance, which organizes the annual vigil and ran a museum dedicated to the 1989 military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Tiananmen Square. After the ban was issued, Ms. Chow urged people to commemorate the event privately by lighting a candle wherever they are. She had spoken to the Associated Press just days before her arrest, explaining why it was so important for Hong Kong to preserve the memory of the Tiananmen Square events.
I think the candlelight vigil is actually very important to Hong Kong, to China. Of course, it's important for the Tiananmen victims, because people have been fighting for justice for them for all this year. And it's a reflection of who we are as Hong Kong people. We are people who are so insistent on justice, who have this endurance in acting for justice, who are still willing to use our every action to defend the freedom of others, not just us. And it's also a symbol of how Hong Kong is still different from mainland China. We still have our freedom, we can still talk about Tiananmen.
Ms. Chow says that the memory of what happened 32 years ago should be defended.
If one day we cannot talk about Tiananmen, that will signify that Hong Kong is completely assimilated into the Chinese society. So it is one of the very significant event and symbol that as Hong Kong people we must defend, not just for the Tiananmen victim, but for ourselves as well.
Ms. Chow had considered that she could get into trouble for her activism, but stated she did not fear that happening.
Even when faced with the threat of putting behind by, I will still continue my activism. Because for me, I think I did not fear jail as much as I fear living in fear. I just don't want to live my whole life speaking untruth and then just following whatever the government command of me without my own initiative and not being able to follow through what I think and say what I think.
In past years, tens of thousands of people gathered in Hong Kong's Victoria Park to honor the victims who died. China's ruling Communist Party has never allowed public events marking the military's attack on protesters and citizens. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.